Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Fresh off an incredible birthday, we bring in to talk basketball now and the opening of tonight's Big Ten tournament. Nate Bauer on 3.com and Blue White Illustrated, sir, welcome and happy birthday from us to you.
Oh, boy. How do I handle that?
I don't think you do.
I don't.
Okay. Tournament comes up. Penn State finishes in a tie for 9 through tiebreakers. They end up 11. They get Michigan opening round. Just your thoughts on the bracket and how it broke.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, as well as it could have, given the circumstances, right? I mean, if they finish 8, it's a lot harder to get wins, and they need wins right now, right? So, I mean, I think we're talking about Van IT as still being in play, long shot for sure, but not necessarily impossible. And by having an extra gate, right? So, preferably for all these teams, you would like to finish where you have a Thursday game instead of a Wednesday game. But by having a Wednesday game against a team in Michigan that Penn State has beaten before, with the winner playing Indiana, who Penn State has beaten twice this season, and the winner of that game playing Nebraska, who is, you know, a little hot and cold, specifically away from their home court, you know, Penn State's got to be pretty happy, honestly. I think certainly it is now a situation for Penn State where, look, they're 15-16 overall for the season. They are 9-11 in the Big Ten. If you can even it up, right, get to 500 with a win on Wednesday night, get a win maybe the next night, right, on Thursday, you see where the chips fall, right? I mean, if you're 500 at the end of all of this with a decent, right, 11 wins against Big Ten competition, which is where they would be if they got to Friday, you know, you could probably make a pretty good case that that Penn State belongs in that postseason tournament.
All right, so now let's get where the team is right now. What do you see in Penn State now compared to about a month ago?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We only try to ask good ones.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I can always count on you for those. I think certainly Ace is more consistent, right? That is what stands out to me, right? Is there, you had, whether anybody was willing to talk about it or speak openly about it or not, it didn't really change the reality that Ace Baldwin and Kanye Clary were overlapping, right? There was some redundancy there. And it ended up, I think, hurting both players to a certain extent. The ball is in Ace's hands all the time now. He is leading the show. They had, right, I don't think it's a coincidence that their second most assists of the season happened last night, right? He shared the ball. He's distributing. You know, they're making some three-pointers. Certainly last night wasn't the best example of that. They hit 30% last night, but it ended up being, to me, the story of the game, right? They made 2 in the first half. They made 4 in the second. And in the second half, it was a Raekwon Mitchell three-pointer that kind of set off the string that allowed them to take, what was it, Steve, a 5-point lead maybe, and turn it into 15.
Yeah, a 5-point lead. And that's the one that went around so many times that the crowd, instead of being excited, seemed to be relieved.
Yeah, just make a decision, right? But yeah, you know, it is certainly a, like, I don't want to overreact to a win, because this is a team that just lost the prior 2, won in devastating fashion, right? Puff Johnson spoke to the media today and acknowledged, he was like, it felt like we were up by 30, is what he said, in that Minnesota game, and they lost it, and it was a deflating experience to come out of that game, you know, but they keep going. I mean, that's, like, of anything that I'm going to draw from this season with this team is there have been lots and lots of opportunities for these guys to pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you would not have blamed them. Certainly, you know, it would have been disappointing to Penn State fans, but just the bringing in so many different new faces, you've got competing agendas. It's like that's reality. That's the reality of a college basketball locker room. And for those guys to, you know, and obviously led by Mike Rhodes, for those guys to stick it out and continue to keep competing and keep playing hard and, you know, put themselves in the position that they're in now, you know, I think it speaks very highly of what they've been able to do this season.
Well, I'll talk about the Ace Kanye dynamic for a moment. I mean, I'm not afraid to talk about this stuff. I mean, I'll tell you exactly what I said openly on the broadcast. I mean, I've had the privilege of watching some really good college point guards on opposing teams and really good ones at Penn State. I mean, so I've seen both. I mean, look, Danny Earle was terrific. Taylor Battle, Joe Crispin, Freddie Barnes that nobody ever talks about, Tommy Wilkinson, all the way back to the current guys, the way they played. All right? And it's the and Jalen Pickett, obviously. Ace has the ability, not perfect, but most of the time, like the other really good ones here, to read the room. And that was always my criticism of Kanye Cleary. And I said it on the broadcast several times. Dick, he's got to be able to read the room better. When Ace is out there, he reads the room. He understands who's hot, who's not, where to go, where not to go.
Yep. And to be fair, and this is I don't know the shame of it. What, you know, I don't know what the right descriptor is, but Kanye did read the room in the first month of the season when everybody else was bad. Right? There was a lot of bad basketball, and there were some moments where he needed to put that team on his back, and he did.
Right.
However, right, it didn't stay that way. Right, like some of those other guys needed opportunities. Puff, Zach Hicks, they needed opportunities to get themselves out of some of the funks that they were in. And Ace, let's be blunt about this, is a much more willing teammate. Right, he is a much more willing distributor of the basketball. The ball doesn't stick in his hands the way that it does with Kanye. And you know, for Kanye's sake, hopefully he finds a spot
I hope so, too, because he's very good when he knows he's the number one option out there. It's just when there are other options out there, that's the reading the room part. You have to understand what's the best option. And he, maybe maturity, whatever, was not there yet. But when he's the number one option, he knows it.
Yep. And look, there is a reality that when Penn State started to play better in his absence during the concussion injury, his recovery time from that, that's when Hicks started to go. That's when some of these other guys started to assert themselves a little bit and had some of that success. It's interesting because last night I think about Ace's game and I actually thought his shot selection wasn't great at times. And you know, we can always quibble, but like of the season, just offhand, I wouldn't put it as one of his even top half of the year. Mm-hmm. His shooting selection.
Right.
However, he had 11 assists.
Yep.
Right? Like, I mean, if you've got 11 assists and he's got 5 rebounds, right? I mean, that you can. There are ways that he can help that end up right manifesting themselves, and you see it with like when Mike Rhodes said it after the game. He said, you know, they're playing the right way. The ball gets hot. You've got 18 assists on 30 made baskets.
That's right.
He likes that. He likes that. That's the style that Mike Rhodes wants to have. And you know, certainly I think they're hoping that they can continue that this week.
Well, but every coach wants that. Every coach wants a high assist. That means, you know, and I'll tell you the part that doesn't get talked about, and because I don't know how deep a dive this would be, but the number of hockey assists. that happened. That second assist that leads to an assist that leads to a basket. I mean, that's what, I mean, every coach loves that because you're making other people move and you're getting the best shot.
Yeah, and I, to be honest with you, I will give, because I'm reflecting on it now, but I will give Mike Rhodes a bunch of credit for, I asked him in maybe late November, early December, something about assists on made baskets, right? What, like, whether or not that was a ratio he was comfortable with, because it was a vast departure. Even then, sure, it was a vast departure, yep, from what he had had at VCU, and he really swallowed it. Honestly, he said, look, when you got guys like Ace and Kanye specifically that can put guys in a blender and get you buckets off the dribble by themselves, that they can create for themselves. And obviously he was speaking primarily about Kanye, right? He was publicly willing to take a brand of basketball that wasn't what he prefers, right? Like, yeah, that wasn't what he gravitates towards. You know, but obviously now that they have, you know, kind of resolved that situation, and right, that they are the team that they are and they've developed, this is certainly his preference.
And I will slip this in before we continue on. Saquon Barkley has signed a 3-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. So,
oh boy,
$37.5 million.
I bet I know what jersey we're going to see walking around State College next year.
Yep, got a funny feeling. Yeah, all those people are going to rip all those Sanders plates off of 26s and put on.
Okay.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah. Now they get to the tournament. Kudus Wahab. One final season. What did you see from day one to what you saw in the last month of the season from him that really impressed you?
Yeah, it's funny. Before the season, right, over the summer when he decided to sign on at Penn State, I had some friends who had watched it, right, much more aware of him and his time at Georgetown and Maryland. And, you know, basically the rap was, this kid is a black hole, right? So he will do some things for you, but when the ball gets to him in the paint, it ain't coming out. Yep. And that has changed. That has changed. He is a more willing passer. He had 2 assists last night. Yep. Right? 19 points led the team in scoring. But I just think that the ball doesn't stick with him as much as it had before at the beginning of the season. The shot blocking component that he's added to his game, and maybe it was there before, but certainly
not really.
It's different now. I thought,
not really, because you remember, because I did games when he was at Georgetown. I did games with Maryland, so it wasn't the first Q games I've ever done in my career, because I did it in both spots before. And you're right, the ball stuck, it went in, it didn't come back out. He come out to the high post and get the ball, you're like, okay, well, he's not going to do that here. And here's the part, Nate, that really impressed me. How much he has to run on the defensive end when they do blitz and then return and gets himself in position defensively. He is so much better at that now than he was 6 months ago. It's stunning.
Yep. And there is a willingness there, right? That is a big part of that story is – look, 22-year-old guys, right, who have been through it and have done this, there's some stubbornness involved.
Right? Yeah, sure.
Like, I've been doing this.
You've developed habits. You've developed your habits, and that's your habit.
Yep, and so he has evolved in his time at Penn State. And he has been willing to – he said it last night. He spoke after the game that – right, a lot of what he talked about was crediting Rhodes, and certainly Brent Scott is a big part of that, absorbing what they were trying to have him do. This is it's kind of the underlying story of this season for this basketball team is that, forget just the moments where they could have packed it in, but I'm saying just in general, it is easy to buy into a vision of of what you can be, right? And when things are going well, that's great, right? It is easy to gravitate towards that and want those things. But ad-libbing, right, and taking off and doing your own thing is much easier and is much more you want to do those, like you want to take things into your own hands to help the team win if you're not winning. And so at those moments where this team hasn't been winning, it very much could have just gone in that direction of individuals making individual plays and really rejecting or shunning kind of what they wanted to do systemically from Mike Rhodes and his coaching staff. But here they are at the end of the season, and they're still bought in, right? They feel good, and they have a moment here where maybe there's an opportunity to build a little momentum going into the offseason.
I didn't want to take you away. I apologize for all the presents you were opening, so I'm going to let you get back to that.
I can tell you this. You're not taking me away from the golf course because it's about 75-mile-an-hour winds outside.
No,
right now.
I played twice last week. Yeah, I did.
I mean, I don't want to acknowledge this, but I may have too.
No, I freely acknowledge it.
We got more this week. Wednesday, Thursday, shaping up. Love it.
Somebody else is working Wednesday, Thursday in a different location than here.
So no. You know what? Sorry, Steve, that's not my problem.
Oh, I didn't call it a problem. I just mentioned as a matter of fact about that.
Sure.
My friend, thanks so much. Appreciate you, as always.
Thanks a lot for having me, as always. Thanks.
Nate Bauer on 3.com, brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.